All right, so let's go ahead and look at our notes here real quick. Discernible leadership of God. And I talked about this through a very unique, and you can catch up on this on the message we did last week, specifically in that second YouTube video, the short one, on our YouTube page. There's a 10, 15-minute video that talks about all these unique, prophetic, relationships swirl and people reaching out. We've received clear indications and relational confirmation concerning leadership and participation with a worldwide. So we had this initial gathering. We thought, you know what? Colorado needs to stand. Like, we're supposed to gather on May 7th. Well, then we heard that there was a global effort. We didn't even know about this. And the global effort is unprecedented in history. 100, you say this with me, 100 million intercessors. There's 5 million people in the state of Colorado. 100 million intercessors on May 26th are going to be praying for Israel. That's never, ever, ever happened in history. I can't even, that number is so big. Well, that there's a prayer initiative. We thought it was our idea. And all of a sudden find out the Lord's doing this worldwide, May 7th through the 28th. And we're kicking it off here. So the leadership of the state, when I say leadership, there's not like a set number, you're a leader, we've decided you're a leader. Just different church leadership, prayer ministry leadership, people have gotten a hold of one another and said, we're supposed to stand as a state together. How can we make it a together event? Well, we're going to gather together on the 7th. Every praying church, every prayer network is going to try to send a couple of delegates here to pray together for 12 hours on May 7th, kicking off this fasting and prayer time. And it's going to go through the month of May, culminating on the 28th, and which is Pentecost Sunday. And that's when we're going to end it. And we're going to end. So we're going to participate somehow during that fast together as a state. We're going to organize that we're actually fasting and praying together. And we'll talk about that in a second. Well, then on the 28th, we're going to culminate it with another gathering, just like the one that's going to happen here on the 7th. We're going to all gather in Denver. And we're going to culminate the event. So, in conjunction with this, though, we're holding a leadership summit on the 8th for some of these leaders that are coming. And we're going to strategize about how to stand together more as a state in the coming days, standing with Israel. All right, so letter B. We are feeling a very unified sense of the need to respond to both the invitation to participate in this fast and to say yes to the aspects of leadership that the state has asked us to do. So as I held this Zoom meeting with our leaders here at Restoration, and then we met right over here in a little circle last week, Sunday, right after church, and we said, how are we feeling like the Lord is asking us to respond? We all said, yeah, let's say yes to the things. If they want to gather here, let's gather here. If they want to do a leadership summit, let's say yes. Let's host them well. But in addition to that, we feel strongly that we're supposed to shut down business as usual from the 7th to the 28th as a church family and participate. We're calling the Restoration family to soberly and wholeheartedly participate with us in a Joel 2, 15 through 18 spirit. Let's go ahead and look at that. Go ahead and open your Bibles real quick. Joel 2, 15 through 18. My apologies, Mrs. Breckner. I did not give you these verses. Sorry. Joel 2, 15 through 18. Joel 2, 15 through 18 is this moment where the Lord has put his people in crisis, and he has actually caused persecution and an army to come against them. And he says this, in the midst of that, when this happens, he says, blow a trumpet in Zion. Meaning, it's like, make people very aware that there's a unique season upon them. Wake them up. They can't just do business as usual, blow a trumpet, or proclaim 100 million intercessors are going to stand, and that's never happened in history. Right? Blow a trumpet. Wake up. We have never, no one put out a flyer and said, hey, leaders of Colorado prayer movement, we should gather. Come join us. We have a great idea. Guys, that's not how this is going down. And I'm just going, this is happening. The Lord is supernaturally doing this. I don't want to just stand idly by and say, how neat. I have to blow a trumpet and say, guys, this is, I started the message last Sunday by saying the most significant announcement I've ever made at Restoration. Half of you thought I was resigning. But I'm serious. This is the most significant in its scope and what the Lord is doing moment for us that I've felt like we've had in a long time, maybe ever. Blow a trumpet, consecrate a fast, call a sacred assembly, call a sober moment to gather before the Lord. Gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children and the nursing babies, let the bridegroom go out from his chamber and let the bride from her dressing room. What this means is, you guys ever plan a wedding? This is like the biggest deal ever. You send out the invitations, and it's all this who's going to do the flowers, and it's all this planning. And here comes the Lord and says, shut down the wedding even. This moment is more significant than, and it's important you get married, wait till the fast is over. That's what he says. Gather everybody, shut it all down, and let the priests who minister to the Lord get in a spirit of fasting and weeping and mourning for the lost people of Israel. Spare your people, O Lord, and do not give your heritage to reproach that the nation should rule over them. Why should they say among the people, where is their God? It's a prayer meeting for Israel is what's happening right here in Joel. Then the Lord will be zealous for his land and pity his people. Amen? I believe that's the spirit we're in right now. There's strong blowing of a trumpet proclaiming, guys, there's stuff happening. Never happened before. I said this in passing last week. Did you guys realize that on the 10th, when this leadership Zoom meeting, the second one, happened, and we said, we're going to gather on the 7th and pray in Southern Colorado, that we had 5 earthquakes in the mountains in Southern Colorado that day. Blow a trumpet, gang. All right, so here we go. I hope you now, are you stirred up, ready to participate? I hope so. That was my... here's how we're going to respond. Currently, right now, we have 2 prayer meetings a week. We have a Monday morning prayer meeting. We have a Friday night prayer meeting. All of our prayer meetings are going to be focusing now on asking the Lord, Lord, send who's supposed to come. God, prepare them to receive from you. And Lord, speak on the 7th and the 8th to us. All right, so we're going to, in our prayer meetings right now, we're going to prepare for this as a church family because we feel like we're supposed to host it. And we want to have an emphasis on strengthening and participating in the Colorado Praise 24-hour watch. So a while back, we signed up to take a 24-hour shift as a state. There's an organization called Colorado Praise, and it's a network where they have networked around 3,000 intercessors. I don't know how many individual like prayer rooms and churches. I know we're one of them, but have organized the state that each one of these organizations takes a 24-hour shift, and we actually cover the state in 24-hour prayer. Our shift is the first Friday and Saturday of the month. Now, I have not done a good job of this, and I just felt the Lord just put it on my heart, like, I've asked you to lead the state in May, and I want you to start taking your stand seriously. And I want to encourage us. We're going to pray from Friday, the first Friday of every month, 6 p.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday, and we are going to take our stand and part of that 24-hour prayer watch over our state. And we're going to do this till the Lord comes. But I felt like the Lord emphasized that prayer meeting and then the two we're currently doing and said, I want you to point the whole thing and pray. Here's what we're going to pray for. We want to pray, Lord, give us strength to fast. How many of you guys ever entered into a big fast? You're all fired up and about. I heard this from a leader. He goes, you get about halfway through the fast. You go, you know what? I think the Lord's releasing me. Right? How many of you guys know when you sign up to fast, everything comes down? You sign up to go to a prayer meeting, everything comes up. And golly, I just don't know if I can make this meeting. And I'm telling you, one of the things we want to pray for, God, give us grace to fast and participate. Every hindrance. We've seen already some weird, bizarre spiritual warfare backlash stuff over this. And I want to encourage you, it's time to actually just pray protection over this whole thing. I'm serious with that. God, we ask you right now. I just don't know if we grasp the weight of all this. The weight of what you've asked us and the fact that you've asked us to take part in leadership in it. God, we ask you that you would protect us. I ask for a covering over Restoration Fellowship. I ask for a covering over this city. God, you said who we are and who we're supposed to be. And God, I ask you that you would protect us, that you would keep us from the evil one, that you'd keep us from every wicked assignment, that we would protect our minds and hearts even now. In Jesus' name, stir us up for spiritual warfare in this season. Amen. Well, all right, so there's three specific ways or three things that we want to respond to. So under number two here, and in the back, we have an intimidating number of signups. I think there's 35 signups back there. Well, here's what they're all for. The first thing is the prayer kickoff. That's the 12-hour vigil that we're going to hold on May 7th. Like I said, as of now, what I'm hearing and various people that have responded, we're going to probably see a full house. Maybe more than a full house. Just the various names. I was just on a call this morning and someone said that there's a state representative and a senator getting involved. And just saying, hey, we as a state, we want to stand. So I'm going, okay. Lord, you're going to bring whoever's supposed to come and we'll figure it out. But I'm expecting 300 to 400 intercessors to show up from all over the state to pray with us on the 7th. Okay? That's going to be a 12-hour prayer meeting that'll kick off the 21-day fast. And you're going to see a sign up for that. Go ahead and flip the page. Here's what we need. And you'll see signups for the 12-hour kickoff back there. We need intercessors. You don't even have to sign up. Just we need you to come, right? If you want to pray with us. I think we're going to need shuttles. I think we'll actually have parking. I've already talked to Crossroads Facility. I think we can park vehicles over there. I'm going to talk to the folks over here. But we don't have enough parking for 300 or 400 people to come. And so I think we're going to be doing some shuttle stuff. We're going to need hospitality. We want to host well. Now, it's easy to hospitality for a fast, right? Good water, good coffee, right? Some salad stuff. I don't know. But we want to host well. We're going to need ushers probably. I think we're going to have, we just want to welcome people and get them settled in here. And we're going to need ushers for the whole thing. And we are not going to put all the janitorial stuff on Jeremiah. Let's have Vig stand up. So let's give this guy a hand. Takes care of our facilities. Him and Jenna. And we said, hey, we're going to have 400 people here for 12 hours. And he goes, I got it. I said, no. We want to help him. So we're having a sign up for people to take shifts, just making sure, you know, everything's working right. We got the toilets running. We got toilet paper. We got everything we need, right? We're going to need screens and sound for a 12-hour prayer meeting. We're asking for two-hour shifts. You'll see that back there. Okay? That's just the 7th. We want to host that well. So you'll see the sign-ups for that. Then we have the Leadership Summit on May 8th. This is going to be, I don't know how many, 40, 50 leaders? Guessing. We're looking at probably host homes. We've had talk that maybe we might buy out a hotel and just to put them up well, but we want to host well. We felt like we don't want any of the folks coming for the leadership summit to have to put themselves up and to feed themselves if they're going to eat. And we're not going to, guys, how many, when it's a fast, we offer them food. If they take it, great. If they don't, we're not offended. Right? We want to host well. And you guys can walk all that out. However, we'll talk about that. But how to help with that. We're going to need a gathering place for these 40, 50 leaders. We're going to need hospitality during that event. We got 40, 50 leaders. We want to have the same thing. We want to have good water, coffee, you know, we have some hospitality people already getting excited, okay? You know better than me what they need, hospitality people. I'm not one. And we're going to need administrative help. I've already reached out to a couple people that I know are administrative, and I was like, I don't even know how to start networking 50 different leaders who all are from different parts, who all have different something to offer to this leadership meeting, and how we're supposed to keep track of all this and see some sort of continuance in a plan. I don't even know. But how we can stand together as a state. So we need that for May 8th. There's a sign up for that. Then there's a fast going on for 21 days. Right? And how are we responding as a church? This is what we felt. We want to do daily corporate prayer meetings. We want to shut down business as usual at Restoration. All right? We feel strongly about this. We're asking everyone to commit, to make a sacred commitment before the Lord. We actually have sheets back there. We want you to take this seriously. So when all of the tyranny of the urgent comes and says, you can't go to this prayer meeting because all this urgent stuff, your teenager's flying off the handle, the car won't start, and you're arguing with your spouse, you need to come. Right? We're going to have these sacred commitments. We want you to sign them and say, I will stand my watch that I signed up for. Our hope is to have 6 or more intercessors at every prayer meeting for 21 days. So we're going to have a prayer meeting every single night for 21 days right here, 6 to 8. We're asking you to come to 2 a week. Now what we've done is we've shut down all your life groups. So you already have one. There's right there. You already have it on your schedule. You're going to, your life group night, come here and pray instead. All right? Now we're asking you for one more 2-hour shift. We're asking, like, it's time to get radical, right? It's time to, say this, blow a trumpet, gang. This isn't business as usual. We're asking you for 21 days. I just think it's so significant. The Lord has laid out this clear prophetic history for us. And then he's chosen to start it here. He's called upon this church. And we're going to be part of not only leadership, but participation in an unprecedented movement of prayer and fasting worldwide that's never happened. And we're kicking it off for the state here. We're saying, how could we ignore the rest of it? So we believe it's time to get radical. So I want to encourage you, do your life group night here and pick one other night. Now, we're asking, if you can only pick one night, say, I can only do one. Pick a Tuesday or a Friday. Here's the reason why. For most prayer meetings, we're expecting to have a few people. We don't think there's going to be 400 people shows up every night. That'd be great. More than likely, it's going to be a few people. But on Tuesdays, when we normally have the tribe, and on Fridays, when we normally have our regular prayer meeting night, more people are gathered here anyway. And so those nights, we want to say, if there's any night that you can't, you know, you can only pick one, we want you to pick a Tuesday or a Friday so we have a greater corporate gathering on those nights. Okay? But you'll see all the signups. And if we've got 30 people signed up for one night, don't make another slot and fill out your name. Let's see if we can fill up the whole thing, 21 days. Okay? So we're going to transition all regularly scheduled gatherings to corporate prayer meetings with a special focus on Tuesdays and Fridays. Then we're going to do a culmination event. Well, so not normal church. I honestly don't know if church will look normal through the whole month of May. I don't know. But I know for sure on the 7th it's not, and for sure on the 28th it's not. Okay? So on the 28th, our regular Sunday service will be uniquely geared toward just worship, testimonies of that fasting time, and a celebration of what the Lord has done with us. Now, some of us, I will be one of those, will actually go up to Denver at that time to participate with the statewide culmination that's going to happen in Denver, just like the statewide culmination happening here on the 7th. We're going to do it up there on the 28th. And if you're supposed to go, you're supposed to go. All right, so three specific avenues. One, the 7th. We need help just hosting that well. We've got a lot of different things need to happen on that day. Then we're fasting and praying together as a church family. We're asking you to do two prayer meetings a week. All the signups are back there. And then we have a leadership summit on the 8th. And we need help with that. And so you'll see all the signups. Amen. Ryan, why don't you come on up? If you go, what on earth are you talking about? Go on YouTube. Watch the message from last week. It'll bring you up to speed. But we're going to talk a lot more about this. Let's go ahead and stand up. I want to reiterate, as this was all coming down on the 5th through the 10th, I'm right in the swirl of it all, hearing all this, and as we establish it on the 10th and I get ready to speak last week on Sunday, I felt like the Lord spoke to me and just said, I will give grace and anointing to anybody who says yes to this. In other words, you got this kind of put me in, coach, I want to do this, he's going to put you in. You're going, I don't even understand what the Israel and the prayer meeting and the leadership summit. I like this church, but I don't know if I resonate with all this. And I'm just saying, if you say, here's what we're saying. God, this is you. This is no man is doing. Just trust me. I've never in my life had someone say, let's fast and pray for 21 days. Hey, leader over here that's leading a church of 400, shut your church down and come to Pagosa Springs 4 hours away and join us. Yep, I'm doing it. It just doesn't happen, right? And this is just, it's amazing. I don't know how people are hearing about this. I don't know how a senator heard about this. This only happened a week ago. We haven't put out a flyer. No, I mean, and I'm just going, anybody who wants in, the Lord will put in. We may not understand it all. We may not have the theology for it. But God is sovereignly doing this. Recognize that and say, I don't want to miss out. I'm supposed to be a part. That's the yes. And the Lord is going to bring you up to speed. I feel strongly the Lord, especially through this month of May, is going to bring clarity and connection and understanding and networking and clearer pictures through the whole thing of what he's doing. But I just don't think we're ever going to be the same. I don't think restoration, you know, like as a church family, but also the Lord's putting this church on the map in the state. I don't know what all that's about, but guys, we're not going to be the same. And God's doing it. So, Lord, we say yes, just the same as last week. We just, God, you know what you're doing. You're doing all this. Everything you've asked us to do, we want to say yes. We want to do it well. I pray now for grace for this family, specifically for this area and region. Lord, I believe you shook the San Juan Mountains that day to say, wake up. I'm shaking the Southern Colorado region that they would stand. In the midst of all this, we got regular life happening. People need stuff, need prayer for things. If that's you today, you got something going on, we want to pray for you. I'd like to have, you know, a few from our prayer team come on up, but just be able to pray for people right now? We have a bunch of sign-ups in the back. I'm just going to let Ryan play, and if you feel led, go sign up. If you want to get prayer, if you just want to sit before the Lord for a while. Lord, bring us in a greater way. Connect us in a greater way. There's many of you, I just want to speak this over you. You might not know why you're here. Why did God move you to Pagosa? Why did God bring you to Restoration? There's a part of it, this, why are you here even in a different sphere, in a different church family? You're still in Pagosa. You're hearing this today. You're supposed to be a part. This is one of the reasons why the Lord has you here. And you feel that on your heart. I just want you to just talk to the Lord right now and say, I don't see the whole picture, but Lord, whatever you have, I'm in.